producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, is that the world's best idea? I think so. I think it's a really, really, even Shane agrees.
That's right. That's the best idea anybody could have all day.
Thank you. We like that a lot. All right, I have to tell you a couple of things. First of all, for those of you, basically, here's the deal about broadcasting, right? You'd never tell people when you're going on vacation because supposedly that's a no-no. But and so I don't necessarily say, hey, guess what? You know, there's no sense in listening to the program. I would add, I mean, that seems kind of counterproductive. But and Shane is really good. We have one of these deals. You know, for those of you who are new listeners, I do 3 hours every day. All right, Monday through Friday, and the 1 o'clock hour, for example, will never be heard in the 1 o'clock time slot again. So we switch them around, I guess, on the assumption, several assumptions. First of all, that all God's children occasionally need to take a little time off, right? You know, that it's a good thing, number one. Number two, that most of you don't memorize the programs. And God bless those of you who do. Someone calls it, no, when you said that first in 1997, you said we, and now you said us, you know, and, you know, but, and I know that there's some who actually do.
Yeah,
that.
I was going to say, there's probably
there are a couple who do that. There are a number of you, bless your little pea-picking souls, who write me about my grammar and my grandpa. No, that was a joke. I know you guys do that. I don't actually object to it. It's just the understanding that there's actually no script here, and this is all sort of the top of my head. And so, I make occasional mistakes about grammar. Hopefully, I spend most of my little brain power trying to make sure that I'm not making mistakes about content. You know, that's what I figure that I, you know, should be held incredibly responsible for and try to be very, very careful about. But you've got a good point, you know, that if I'm a public person and I'm speaking on the airwaves, that I owe it to people to not make a huge number of the same grammatical mistake over and over again. So, you know, I don't really object to that. However, I digress myself. The point being that I'll tell you why in a minute. But you'll never hear the same hour in the same place again. So for those of you, because I know not all of my affiliates carry all three of the hours, and so we try and keep it fresh, and we put new stuff in, and so the idea being, and hopefully most of the calls are memorable and helpful, but you know that whether you hear them now or 2 years from now, that they're basically still relevant to you and your life and whatever. What was my point about all this? All right, that you don't, but you never tell people that you go on vacation. So I tend not to. But having just returned, I was. Let me just tell what happened. I have a birthday at the end of the month. Thank you all in advance for the kind thoughts.
Yay!
My daughter did this really, really cool thing. As far as I'm concerned, well, I think as far as anybody was concerned, she about 2 months ago, she said, "Mom, can you take off? What are you doing October 2nd to October 9th? And I said, "Working." And she said, "Can you take a couple of days off?" And to be quite honest, this was actually before I switched over to to Genesis. So it seemed like a good idea at the time. And then it turned out to be, but we sort of already did it. So, and I said, "Well, what are we talking about?" And she said, "I just need to know." And I said, "Well, are you going to give me any details?" She said, "Nope." And about 2 hours later, my email comes through with plane tickets for Puerto Rico. So my daughter decided, she planned this entire trip, which is so cool. For those of us who are planners, are you a planner? Yeah, you're probably a planner.
Yeah.
Yes, Shane?
Yeah, definitely.
For those of us who are planners and really, you know, have great glee about finding, you know, kind of a cool off the beaten track restaurant or bed and breakfast or something, someone doing it for us. Ah, I mean, is that
isn't that cool? Yeah.
That's very cool. Yeah. And not only does she do it, she does it very well. And she does something, and we don't have exactly the same taste, so that's kind of cool as well. So
yeah,
it's something that I probably
thing, yeah,
would not have necessarily found on my own. So at any rate, so my kid organized this whole trip, and I mean, first of all, just the idea that she would do it is just beyond wonderful as far as I'm concerned. And then it was really fun, and it turns out the weather here was kind of, you know, not terrific, and there it was fantastic, and it was not supposed to be terrific weather, and it was. And we stayed in Old Town in San Juan, and then we went to Luquillo, which is this little beach town about 45 minutes out of San Juan, which was just right on the water.
Oh, I'm
and
jealous.
Surfing. Yeah. So Shane said something. I said something this morning. He said, "Well, Joy, did you not see it?" I said, "I still have sand in my brain. Leave me alone." So, but we both of us really do the like poking around, finding, you know, a nutty little restaurant and trying the local fare. I tried mofongo. Do you know what mofongo is?
No. What? That sounds terrible.
There,
mofongo.
It does sound like something that you may want to take an antibiotic before.
Exactly,
you try.
That's exactly.
But
what
it was
thinking.
Not. It turns out to be the national dish of Puerto Rico, and it's made with plantains. And you could either do sweet or regular. And it looks like is a combination of a dumpling on steroids. I mean, it's big, and then you can fill it with fish or beef or chicken or. And so we actually ended up trying two of them because I said, kiddo, as long as we're here, let's try it. And the first one was fantastic, and it had stir-fried vegetables, and we were both so excited. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been to a country where you don't speak the language very well, but even if you speak Spanish, which it turns out that Puerto Rican Spanish is not exactly Spaniard
right, not
Spanish.
The same,
it's very
yeah.
different. Yeah, yep. Very different. But even if you understand Spanish, you may not understand mofongo. So... but the fact that if you've ever ordered something in a foreign country and been able to eat it, there is just this sense of, whoa, mastery of the universe. So that was, but we really had a good time. And, you know, just, I have to sort of write her this, you know, this thank you note, because it's just such fun to watch your kid sort of become this wonderful person who knows all sorts of things that not only did you not teach them, but you don't know. I mean, I think that's one of the
right.
real joys of parenthood. I mentioned the first time she's a marine biologist. Actually, she's sort of gone beyond that. But I've said before, when I lived in San Francisco, I helped launch the Monterey Aquarium when I was there when it opened. So she was working at in Southern California. So I went to visit her, and we decided to go to the aquarium. And because they knew me, they said, "Should we send a docent around with you?" And my daughter said, "No, I'll take her." And she knew all this stuff about seaweed and currents. And that was just, and that was what, probably at least a decade ago. And I just remember thinking, this is so cool that my kid knows something that's absolutely fascinating, something fairly esoteric that I know nothing about.
Yeah, that you've never, ever studied.
What fun
yeah.
is that?
Yeah, that
Although
is cool.
Although, you know, I can remember actually my mom, who was a math teacher at one point, being thrilled that I knew calculus and plane geometry, because she didn't know either.
So, no kidding. Like, she was a math teacher, huh? Wow.
Well, mom is one of those charming women that gets along a lot on charm. But
yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She was teaching biology at one point, never having had a biology course, and would stay literally like one chapter ahead of the class. I mean, as her daughter, I was absolutely thrilled and fascinated. As a taxpayer, I was appalled.
But right.
What can I tell you? All right. So I thought. So I'm back, and wow, you know, Puerto Rico is a really, really interesting country because you don't need a passport. You can use your driver's license because it's technically part of the United States. Although my
right.
phone did not believe that. My phone said, no, this is. And even though I called up the phone company ahead of time, they said, oh no problem. And my phone just didn't buy it for a second. And they actually have a duty-free shop in San Juan, which, who knew? So I thought part of what we talk about today is experiences, memories with your family. Because I thought, you know, summer's finally gone, I'm afraid, this year. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about that. Whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what I'm here to do. Anything on your mind is what I would love to help you look at. 855-99-DR-JOY. One of the nice things about being with my daughter is that we kind of get to... It's really interesting that we really do trust each other's opinion. We don't always agree with one another. And we've learned over the years to be gentle when we disagree, but actually just talking something out with somebody that whose opinion you trust and you know is not going to give you a hard time can be incredibly valuable. And so I kind of can serve that function for you, perhaps. 855-99-DR-JOY. Amber, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. My husband and I have been married for 3 years, and even before we were married, up until, like, recently, like, his family and I have been very close. He has a large family. He has three sisters and him, and he's the second in line, I guess. And lately or whatever, I don't know what to do because I just had some incidences where I've tried to get a hold of his family, you know, and they don't answer the phone. And I mean, it sounds silly, but, I took our dog to the vet last week and the vet asked how old she was and she's my husband's dog. So I said, well, let me find out. And so I called everyone in his family like 5 or 6 times in a row and no one answered the phone. No one called me back. It could have been like an emergency, but it's like they didn't even care enough to call me back to find out what's going on, you know?
And well, all right, wait. All right, let's do two things at the same time. Well, not completely simultaneously, but let's do two things. First of all, usually when there's an emergency, people say, look, call me back, it's really important, or it's urgent or something. And most people will respond to that, with the assumption being that you didn't leave that kind of message, that it probably wasn't an emergency. So number one, I don't know, did you leave a message or was it just call waiting or just caller ID?
It was just caller ID, but I've had the issue before with a
before we go on. Usually, I mean, unless there's some reason to, if somebody just calls and doesn't leave a message, I assume that they'll call me back. If they do leave a message, the message will usually tell me if it's urgent or not urgent. So there are very few people that I won't call back if they leave a message. I mean, they're probably, I could probably think of maybe one or two, but there aren't any more than that. And even people that I may not be thrilled with, if they leave a message, I'll call them back. If it's just caller ID, I usually assume they're probably the same number of people who only if it's caller ID would I call them back and say, hey, what's up? Because, you know, I can assume it's a pocket call, you know, whatever. But I figure if somebody calls me and really needs something, they'll leave a message. And if they don't leave a message, it's probably, you know, that they'll get back in touch with me. So if you don't leave a message, I think sort of saying, how come you didn't call me back? It could have been an emergency. If it's an emergency, you would have left a message. So I don't know that I would take umbrage of that.
Like 4 or 5 times, I called 4 or 5 times in a row. Certain members, like I called his mom and his three sisters. Like I called his mom like 6 times in a row. And
over what period? All right, right. So, but why wouldn't you leave a message rather than calling 6 times?
Because I needed to know how old our
I understand. But Amber, look, if she didn't answer the first time, she's probably not going to be there in the next 10 or 15 minutes either, necessarily. And if she's not there in the next
day off, it was his mom's day off. Like she doesn't on her days off, she stays home. She's not working. There's no.
Well, but Amber, look, my dear, you're looking at it completely from your point of view, and there is her point of view, which is she could have been out for breakfast with somebody, she could have been sleeping in, she could have turned her phone off. I mean, I don't know is there a reason to think that his family might be angry with you?
No, but the thing is that his family doesn't have a lot of money, so to say that she would sleep in. She gets up at 5 every morning. His mom gets up at 5 every morning.
What does that have to do with money?
I mean, going out for breakfast. Well, I'm just saying that they don't, like, his mom doesn't have the money to just go out for breakfast or to go out or.
Well, but you could go out for a walk. Amber. You're kind of ignoring my subtext here, so let me not make it subtle.
Well, right, I understand. Like, that
I'm saying you're looking at it.
I should have.
Amber, no. I'm saying before you decide that they're angry with you, I think you have to do two things. You have to look at it from their point of view. There are probably times where you've been dealing with your child, or you forgot to charge your phone, or you had a headache and turned off your phone, or that your next door neighbor came over, or you just didn't feel like talking to somebody where you didn't answer the phone. It doesn't necessarily mean you're mad at somebody. It just means that from your point of view, there were perfectly good reasons that weren't negative to not answer the phone. And all I'm saying is other people have the same issues in their life, which is it doesn't necessarily mean anything very important. Number one. Number two, I'm asking you, is there something, how long do you feel, because obviously you feel like his family is not happy with you. How long have you felt that way? When did it move from being close to I mean, how old's your child?
My child is 2 years and 2 months.
Okay.
He's running around outside, sorry. I haven't felt that way until recently.
How recent?
Until I called everyone in his family like 6 or 7 times.
All right, so the first time you felt that way was when you had to deal with the dog, right?
Yeah, and I
Okay,
mean,
so have you, how long ago was that?
Last Monday, so I guess like 8 days ago or something.
Okay, fair enough. Have you talked to anybody in his family since then?
No.
Okay, well, one of the possibilities is who do you feel closest to in the family, the sisters or the mom?
Well, his mom, kind of, but...
Okay. Okay, so why don't you call up his mom and say, hey, listen... I was just curious, I tried to get a hold of you, and you didn't call me back. Do we have a problem? Is there something that I did? Because the likelihood of everybody being mad at you at the same time, especially when, I mean, it doesn't sound to me that that you forgot somebody's anniversary or that, you asked somebody to babysit and they didn't do it and then you badmouth. It doesn't sound to me that you can figure out anything in particular that everybody, and you're talking about everybody being mad at you. So I just assume that they're not, but calling up, and so you can do it one of two ways. You can either call up your mother-in-law and say, hi, it's just such a nice day. Would you like to come over for barbecue tonight? Or, and she'll either say yes or no, and then if she says yes, then I would assume nothing's going on. And if she says no, then you have an opportunity to say, well, gee, is there a problem?
Well, they live an hour away, so it's not like she could really come over.
Well, then you can go and visit her. Amber, stop looking for reasons to not deal with this. Don't get all bent out of shape when there's no particular reason to. You don't want to start a feud here where there's no reason to. If they're mad at you, they're mad at you presumably for some reason. If they're not mad at you, you assuming that they're mad is going to make them mad at you. So call up your mother-in-law and just say, listen, is there a problem here? All right, you can call me back if there is or there's not. But don't let this fester, because you're going to start a war. And it's not worth it. There's no reason to yet. Let's at least find out if there's a reason. Ira, you'll be next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's what I'm here to do, to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. Folks, let me just take a moment here and talk about anger, okay? And the reason I want to do it is actually a couple of experiences in the last couple of days. And in a way, Amber's call. When you have a choice to be furious or curious, let me suggest, for the sake of the ozone layer, for the sake of your stomach lining, for the sake of humanity in general, that what you do is be curious, is ask, gee, huh, why do you say that? How come? Rather than
jump straight to the anger, right?
Yeah, and the reason we do it is because anger is so available to us. It has its own energy supply. And there's nothing really wrong with anger. It's just that there are different alternatives, and anger tends to limit the other person's choices as well. For example, if you're angry, the other person can do one of several things. They can either fight you, right? Or they can show you their neck and, oh, I'm so sorry. But you're not going to get a whole lot of information if your first response is anger, all right? So given a choice, you may want to think about alternatives, all right? And curiosity of just saying, gee, you know, I'm a bit curious about that. Don't really explain to me about that. It's not a bad option, all right? You're going to learn a lot more. It's going to be presumably more fun. It's going to be more educational to just say, you know, give me some option here. You know, what's really going on here? All right? So, and it's just, I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with anger per se, but misplaced anger is not only dangerous, but it's preemptive. What happens is that you just don't get any more information. So what you're going to do is get stuck with whatever it is that you're feeling. Not a great idea, all right? 855-99 Dr. Joy. I know we had an email that, you know, folks, you know that there are a number of ways of getting in touch with me. The best is always 855-99 Dr. Joy, all right? Because that's how I can get the most information. That's kind of what the program runs on. In fact, one of the few phone calls that came through when I was with my daughter was from somebody who's pitching me an idea for a program, and they called me like five times. And this may be one of the five people or four people that I don't call back. Because, first of all, if somebody doesn't leave a message and I don't know what the phone number is, I just don't call them back. I just figure it's very likely a wrong number, because if it's not, either they'll call back or they'll leave a message. If you need something from me, then you have to leave a message, right? But there are a number of ways to get in touch. As I said, this one particular person was pitching an idea for the program. And it's always interesting to me when someone pitches an idea for a program, because that means they haven't listened to the program. They have no idea. They've seen a listing somewhere that says, yeah, she's a psychologist, right? As opposed to she does call in psychology. So, I mean, so he's one of the people who actually did get through to me in Puerto Rico. And so he's, Dr. Brown, I have called you several times. I said, sir, I have returned your phone call and what I've told you. And he said, well, I want to be on your program. And I said, you know, I got that, but did you figure out what the program is? He said, I know you are a clinical psychologist. And he really did talk like this. I know you are a clinical psychologist. I said, well, but did you know that my program is basically straight call-in? And I said, sir, you're a scientist, and you didn't do your research. And I was not amused with him, but at any rate, one of the few phone calls that comes through. And he look, I got to tell you, he's going to be successful. He is one of those people who will not take no for an answer.
It wasn't Sigmund Freud himself, was it?
My gosh, maybe the voice of Sigmund Freud.
Yeah, there you go.
Have been more curious.
Yeah, zombie
Freud. As opposed
Freud.
To furious. Yeah. he was really a pain in the neck. What are you going to do? All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. So I was telling you that there are a number of ways to get in touch with me. One is 855-99 Dr. Joy, which he was not using. That's the other problem. And one is to send me an email at drjoy.com, or one is to send me information on Facebook. So, all righty? Let's hear the
email. All right. Yeah, Gina in New Jersey writes, hi, Dr. Joy. I had to put my dog...
New Jersey.
Yeah. She says, I had to put my dog down 2 months ago because she had a bone cancer, and it was a very sad day for my whole entire family.
Sure.
She was such a great dog. My family and I are having a hard time coping with the loss. We feel anger, sadness, and guilt. Guilt in a sense that if we caught the cancer earlier, maybe she would still be alive today. But we were told that by the vet that she had arthritis, and then later found out that she had cancer. She says, I find it hard to believe that the x-ray didn't pick up the dissolved bone. She says, I want to know how can her and her family get through this. She feels very depressed and cannot shake it.
Oh, you know, actually really, believe it or not, Michelle, this is really part of the theme of what I was talking about before, is that anger is such such a readily available resource to us. And to a certain extent, it may the what if, you know, what if there should have been something I could do, which is really an anger of the doctor missed it, it's his fault. It's very interesting. I went through this with a friend whose father had died unexpectedly, and he kept driving past the hospital thinking that the doctors had blown things. And my response was, first of all, you know, medicine, and certainly veterinary medicine it would fall under that umbrella, is an inexact science. And we sort of assume that if you know what it is, then you can fix it, number one. And number two, that you can always know what it is. And I've quoted the statistic that at a teaching hospital, at autopsy, 50% of the time they cannot tell you the cause of death. Now think about that for a moment.
Wow,
right?
No kidding, huh?
That's with the body sitting there on the slab where you can open it up. You don't have to worry about reading an x-ray or interpreting an MRI or looking at blood work. We're talking about the body there in front of you, there's no harm you can do to it any longer. They cannot tell you in 50% of the time at a teaching hospital, which is presumably the smartest of the smart, right? It's the doctors who teach doctors.
Yep, yep.
They cannot tell you what the cause of death was. So understand. And I know, look, part of the reason I went to medical school, I swear to you, is just to sort of know some of this stuff, to be a little bit more proactive and a little bit more knowledgeable about this whole esoteric area of, and you know, as I said, I've gone through it with friends. I've certainly gone through it with people's animals. And the fact that they missed the diagnosis, I'm not defending, because there are good doctors and bad doctors, as everyone says, you know, that 50% of any doctor, of all doctors practicing, graduate in the bottom half of their class. So they're human beings. And I hear that you're feeling like there could have been something that was done. But the point is, the dog did have cancer. And whether it was caught earlier, presumably when you're talking about cancer and you're talking about bone cancer, you're talking about extraordinary measures quite often. So not to mention which, at this moment, even as frustrating as it is, it's irrelevant, right? Nothing is going to, a changed diagnosis is not going to bring your puppy back. And I think what you need to do at this moment, and it's kind of also what Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talks about, is the five stages of death, of sort of the denial and the anger and it, eventually the acceptance. And I think for right now, what you need to do is say, okay, for example, would I like to talk with a doctor about how the diagnosis was missed? Do I want to look at the x-rays? Does a dissolving bone look, is it going to show up as arthritic as well? And I guess the answer is depends how disintegrated it is. What would the treatment have been? It's certainly one of the things that I asked my doctors when there's, you know, I had a couple of weeks ago, I had a condition, had to wait 4 days to see the doctor, which just infuriated me. And when I said to the doctor, I said, you know, and I was really not happy about it and said, look, this is what happens. And I said, would it have made any difference if I'd come in 4 days ago? And he said, no, not really. But that was one of my questions is, you know, how angry should I be about this? But when in doubt, rather, you know, really, you can hear that I really do practice what I try to convince you guys. When you have the option of being curious or furious, you always have the option of reverting to furious, right? You always can go back to anger. It's hard to go from anger to curiosity because the person that you're being curious from whom you're trying to get the information ain't going to be standing there, right? You've just been throwing things at them. So you can always be angry. You always have that option. But you may want to just be curious first. And you can go online and see, you know, misdiagnosis, how do we change this, what is the treatment. But at this moment, sort of understanding two things simultaneously. First of all, that you can be curious rather than furious, number one. Number two, that your anger right now is keeping you from really mourning the loss of the dog and thinking, well, gee, there's something I could have done. And just like for human beings, that for animals, that, you know, that life is really not an endless situation, which is why we should all celebrate when we've got it, because it ain't going to go on forever. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello?
Hi.
I'd like to make one comment about the Christian Science, the religion founded by Maker, Mary Baker Eddy. I read her main book, and not once did she mention the word sin. But instead, she uses the word error. In other words, a person doesn't commit a sin. A person commits an error.
I get it.
I presume in behaving. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, Christian Science, it is an interesting religion. There's no question.
Right.
It's really, it's funny you should say this. So I get in late last night, and I've had a really great time, but I've been in different, actually it's not different time zone, but, you know, traveling is exhausting, and the sun, and whatever, and so, and I get into the car, and my cab driver has an argument with me about God from New Jersey to New York, which is kind of a long trip. And, you know, it did occur to me. His point was that people fight, they kill each other because of religion. And his is the true answer. But it does, that almost every religion, if you really study the religion, not how people interpret it, but the religion itself, whatever the written document is, that it really is fascinating, that it really is sociological as well as everything else. And whether you think that it was divinely inspired or divinely written, I remember taking a comparative religion course in college and thinking it was absolutely fascinating because there are so many similarities and the differences are really interesting as well. But I agree with you. I think the idea that, I mean, it really depends. Think about exactly as you say, the difference between making a mistake and sinning, right?
Right.
The mistake, presumably.
Sinning seems like an old-fashioned word, you know, going back thousands and thousands of years.
Well, but by definition.
But the word error is like a modern word.
Well, it's not. Well, but the Christian Science is a fairly modern religion compared to Buddhism or Christianity or Judaism or Islam or anything else. I mean, those are thousands and thousands of years old as opposed to Christian Science, which is, 100 or something. But so there's certainly a reason for it to be a modern word. But beyond the modernity of the language is the concept that who determines what's a sin? And the idea is a higher power, that human beings don't determine what's sinful, that's implies, I think, a higher judgment as opposed to an error, which is, you know, you screwed up, basically.
Your peers tell you you're doing it.
Yeah, I think that's a much more human kind of statement,
right.
A much more peer.
Where sin is like the Almighty told you.
No, exactly.
Wrong.
And that's kind of my point to a certain extent. But
right.
Yeah, no, I think it is interesting. Keep reading.
Okay,
and
thanks a lot.
Thank you, John. I love what people share with me. I love what people decide is kind of relevant to, I guess, to not only the program, but to me. You guys continue. You never cease to amaze what's the word I want? Amaze and delight me, I suppose,
sure.
For lack of a better term.
We definitely have a wide-ranging audience with a lot
of
knowledge, you know?
Different knowledge, different perspectives, different ages, different experiences.
Yeah,
it's really one of the pleasures of doing the program, as opposed, you know, because I think a lot of programs tend to be exclusive, right? You don't believe me? I mean, I've worked with, you know, some of my colleagues, hang up, get off my phone. And we almost
right.
never do that. I mean, I'm always interested in what you have to say, even when what you have to say is, I don't like what you're saying, Brown. And I don't even mind that as long as you explain to me what it is that I've done that's made you unhappy. You know, that tell me, you know, tell me why and tell me what. Tell me what I forgot. Tell me what I didn't understand. You know, I can be educated as well. Not to mention, you know, I mean, it's interesting to me what your perspective is.
Yeah. Well, if we all don't take the time to see the world from everybody else's or each other's perspective, then
that was kind of the comment I was making with absolutely no noticeable impact last night with my driver of saying, you know, it seems to me that if we sort of shared what our perspective was, you know, and I was talking because I'd just been, I was talking about Mofongo, because obviously I love saying
Mofongo.
The word.
That's going to be my new favorite word.
Yeah, it is. Da-dum, dum-dum-dum, Mofongo.
Yeah.
It does sound like, you know, a Japanese creature from the Outer Lagoons. But the idea being, and I said this, I said, you know, one of the things about trying other people's food or other people's wine or other people's customs or other people's language is it gives you an opportunity to understand who they are a little bit. And by understanding who they are, what we begin to do is kind of celebrate the similarities or the differences as opposed to just being angry with one another. It's hard. I think it's much harder to dislike someone once you've had, you know, once you've had dinner at their table, or even not, it doesn't even have to be as personal as that, or that you've eaten their food or tasted their wine or sort of read their fairy tales or looked at their religion. I mean, to me, it's all sort of interesting. And that's how we learn about each other. It's how we learn about what our own values are, because there's nothing like, that's what we used to do in college. The way that you could understand what you understood and what you didn't was to try and explain it to somebody else. And man, if you could not explain something, you didn't know what it was. That if yeah. I was trying to explain to somebody a theory in calculus and I couldn't do it, I didn't know what I was talking about. And yeah. if you could, then it made it very clear. But it was certainly one of the ways of figuring out what you knew and what you didn't know, and where the holes were. Because really, you say, "Oh yeah, no, I understand that," but explain it to somebody else clearly. There we go.
I've got to say that you guys have some brave cabbies out there in New York City that would bring up religion on a cab ride. Wow.
Oh man, they do it to me all the time. I mean, I can't believe the things, and people apparently have no. There's apparently some sort of something somewhere that says, it's okay, you can say anything you want to her. It's amazing. I mean, the things that people, there are people who will ride in a cab with me or will never ride in a cab with me, because it happens all of the time, where some cab driver was telling me about his 10 children and 5 wives. And people in the back said, did you know that guy? And I said, no, how do I know him? Yeah. And they said, well, why was he telling you all that? I said, I don't know. And they said, well, does that happen often? I said, oh, yeah, all the time. So I don't, there's apparently something, there's some vibe that I put out that says, sure, go ahead and tell me.
Share your issues
sure.
with me. Yeah.
Sure, yeah, I'm a yep. psychologist. You know, I'll pay for the fare and you get the therapy. Well,
he's probably heard the radio program. And,
you know, you may be right because there are a lot of cabbies who listen to the program.
Exactly, yeah. Actually,
that never even occurred to me.
That's a big listenership of talk radio, I would imagine. You know,
cab drivers, anybody who's in a car.
Yeah.
Long-distance drivers call all the time. In fact, I had somebody who said he used to listen to me. I assume he still does, going across country, because he could pick me up, you know, all the way across country.
Sure.
So there we go. All right, folks, whether you're in your car, you're in your cab, or you're in your home, give me a holler, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.